So this guy, let's call him Mr. Brown, happened to be the next-door neighbor of the roof guy who had that terrible accident in June. Just a local guy, and I got his name from the tree guy. And anyway, you know, when I called him, he said to me, what size pieces do you need? And I said, well, I have a pretty big insert, so I can handle some of the larger pieces. He says, well, that's good, because those are cheaper because they're less work. I don't have to cut the wood into small pieces. And then I said, well, I actually need maybe a couple of cords of long, and maybe you could give me one cord of the short pieces because those come in handy. And he said, yeah, I understand. He said, those are a little more expensive, though, because they take a lot longer, because I have to cut them in smaller pieces. I said, yeah, I understand. So he did deliver a cord of long pieces. And then the second cord, he came and he said, you know, I mixed them. I think you may find that handy. Let me know. So this last round when he came, yeah, I said to him, yeah, do the mixed ones. Those are That works out well. And then when I went to pay him, he said, you know, the mixing is really a better idea, because even though it takes me a little longer to cut the smaller pieces, it all gets mixed up and I have to go back and separate them out. So actually it would be cheaper if you got the mixed ones. And I thought to myself, you know, you don't meet that many people who actually give you a true sense of their experience and then share with you the best way to do it. And I thought that was a kindness that I really appreciated, and I don't see too much. And so, yeah, we're done with the wood this year. And the last thing he said was, see you next fall.